Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right, we are back with the Luke and Pete Show. It is a Thursday. I do hope you're keeping well. I do hope you're keeping safe. I do hope you're not being silly and taking your top off and running around a park or lying down and sunning yourselves. It may not even be sunny. We're recording this on Monday. Don't worry about it. Forget about it. That's how it works. We're busy people. I'm Pete Donaldson. I'm joined by Luke Moore. How are you faring, Luke?
I'm doing all right. It was actually drizzling a bit this morning. The first bit of rain for a little while, which may help with the with us all isolating and lockdown, because you don't want to be outside when it's raining. So you might be much more enthusiastic about staying indoors.
Yeah, but well, you do, because you like to test your different outdoor weather clothes thing, of which you have quite a lot of.
So
it's surprisingly expensive gear.
Are you referring to the outer shell?
The outer shell you're always talking about.
It's a great piece of kit, that. This is a great piece of kit. Ask anyone in the office. They know all about the outer shell.
Yeah, because that's all you talk about. It's just a big coat that's got like an outer shell, like an M&M that's waterproof. That's about it, really.
Are you reminiscing about the time when you could actually go to the office and hear me bore on about a piece of rain gear?
A little bit. There are a few things in the office I kind of need. What is the are we allowed to? I need stuff. I've got stuff in the office that I need. Can
you
I
left
go?
Your thermal
Am
paste
I allowed?
In there?
I've left like a specific stick that you pull you pull the negatives out of a camera roll. I've left a stick that is specifically designed for that thing, a negative retriever, I guess you'd call
right.
it. And I need it.
How have you got things that I didn't even know existed in the office?
Yeah, I'm kind of using it as like a silo for my extra project.
If it's vital, if it's considered vital and you're going there on your own, you're not seeing anyone else, I mean, I don't see why. Mm. I mean, that's if the office is even open, I don't know.
Yeah, get one of those little bikes, cycle up there. But it's weird, like our office that we usually record Luke and Pete in, like we'd sort of complain about how long it took to get a coffee from the team from the cafe and how long the breakfast would take to arrive. It would literally take 20 minutes to get anything out of them. And there'd always be a queue and they'd always be quite, you know, slow with everything they were doing. They didn't seem to want to make any money out of stuff. I kind of reminisce about those days with great fondness now. I want to stand there and look at Handsome Alex while he makes your very milky tea. I want to do that.
He's a lovely fellow as well, and he's lovely to look at, isn't he?
So it's to look at. He looks like the lead singer of Queen, Adam Lambert, a bit.
He does a little bit, like a Brazilian version of him. Mm. I know what you mean. I was saying on the ramble earlier this week, I'll give my right arm for a bit of the Barclays as well. I mean, I'll slag it off on a Sunday afternoon when it's Burnley v whatever. But I tell you what, a bit of the Barclays would do me right now. I'd be all over it, mate. But listen, you can't have everything you want. We just got to ride it out. Everyone's got making sacrifices. That's just how it is.
Do you know what would be quite restorative, though? If they just put on... In the Premier League, has every team played everybody equally? Or is there two or three outstanding
games? No, there's a
couple
of teams who have got a game in hand.
So they've got a game in hand. So like, if it was like Burnley-Brighton or something, or Bournemouth-Brighton, I think that's already been played. But either way, like some match that you'd probably in any other world say it was underwhelming. Imagine if they just put that one off on and the viewing figures would be obscene. It would be the most watched bit of football, Brighton Bomb, or Brighton Southampton in history, and it would be really funny.
You must miss playing football, Petey.
I know. I do like a good kick around. I mean, to be honest, the way I marshal a defence, I'm pretty isolated the way that I play football anyway, so I could probably get away with it anyway.
Why don't you do your little toilet roll challenge? Marcus did it. You haven't done yours yet.
Well, the problem is I'm kind of running out of toilet roll. I've got a box
of... You stole a load.
I know, I stole a load, but to get them into my case, I had to remove the cardboard inner tube, and so it's lost a bit of integrity. So any kind of volleys I'd have to do, I'm kicking an oblong around. It doesn't work.
It might be easier because it's softer. But anyway, I was just going to say, when you said hankies there, do you mean tissues, like paper tissues? You don't mean actual like cloth hankies?
No, I'm not going to be wiping my bum on that.
No. How are your bowel movements at the moment?
Fine. I'm eating a lot of rice cakes, so they're probably slower than usual.
Is that good or bad? That's bad, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm eating a lot of avocado. I'm mainly eating avocado, tomatoes, and rice cakes. I think I'm eating as healthier than I ever have, because I'm not. The amount of delivery options have gone massively down.
Yeah.
There's a Chinese takeaway in Chinatown that's still doing takeout, which I mean that they are looking on the bright side of life. I think, to be quite frank,
mate. You know, speaking of the old lockdown, I happened upon a BBC article. I think it was yesterday, and it was fake and misleading stories that went viral this week. Now, I imagine this is a column they run on the BBC website as part of their reality check section of their site every week, and I just don't read it, or it's not that important to me or whatever. But I read it because I thought, oh, it would be interesting potentially for this show. And because the situation that everyone is in is so severe at the moment, and actually very, very important that people get the information they need, I read it. And even though a lot of the stories are quite innocuous, I was just shocked by it. Like, absolutely shocked by how prevalent... I know it's like, oh, welcome to the party, Luke. I mean, everyone knows this. I know, but I think it throws it into further focus when it's so important that people get the information they need in this kind of situation we're living in. But half the stories that are on this page, and I'm going to read them to you now, they didn't happen. So, like, do you remember that thing that went out a week or two ago about the whole of Brooklyn rapping along to Biggie Smalls?
No.
So there was this big story that went viral. If you watch anything today, watch an entire neighborhood on lockdown in Brooklyn rapping Juicy by the Notorious B.I.G., right? And you play it and you turn the sound on, there's a big crowd singing along to this tune, right? Didn't happen.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right? They've taken the audio from a Jay-Z concert in 2010 and just shown a guy scanning a video around a neighborhood of tower blocks. Didn't happen. Right?
I like that a lot.
Next. A video claiming to show people in China tearing down a 5G mobile antenna was shared on social media and has had millions of views, including shared by actor Woody Harrelson, right?
Right.
The video is genuine, but it's not. It's Hong Kong. The video is genuine. It's an antenna being brought down, but it's from the Hong Kong riots, yeah. Next one, doctors talking about people recovering from coronavirus by inhaling steam. Right, that's not true. Right. That's been shared around the internet, so that's really unhelpful. Images of apparently patients of coronavirus sat outside hospitals in Italy because they've run out of space, and people are sharing those around saying, look, think about your actions because this is what's happening. They're all victims of an earthquake in Croatia a few years before. It's absolutely never-ending.
It's not difficult to beguile people with footage, because they just forward it on. It's just a forwarding machine. If you ever sort of like not necessarily my dad, but like my dad forwards a lot of crap along, like just dad WhatsApp. We've spoken about it before. They will bring down the entire world as we know it, because dads are mad. I'm in a couple of other groups as well from people who perhaps aren't. I'm going to say perhaps aren't as educated as some other groups that I'm in.
Is that the Ramble group you're talking about?
They're definitely. That's definitely the.
I share several WhatsApp groups with you. Am I in a part of one of those groups that you've just described as not as clever as others?
No. And these are intelligent people. They don't have a formal education, but they're intelligent people who have really good jobs, who work with people who are responsible, and they are still... They as soon as another conspiracy theory appears, they just seem to just accept it wholeheartedly because it comes in the form of a Facebook post or a WhatsApp group, and the companies like Facebook, lesser so the WhatsApp group, but Facebook in particular... You know, obviously they've got their own problems with policing disinformation and misinformation. They have responsibility to realise that they are the biggest media company going because they are constantly spreading stories, constantly. And there is so much shit being shared. Go to your hometown local Facebook group. There's so much shit on there and none of it's getting removed. It's all just bullshit.
My local, where I'm from, Facebook group, 95% of the stories are, oh, could anyone hear that police siren? Wonder where that's going. Oh, there's a helicopter overhead. That's
yeah,
it.
Is I like it. Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like that side of things. But
the 5G thing is crazy. If you go to Full Fact, which is, of course, you know, it's the UK's independent fact checker. I think it's a charity, actually. I think you can donate to it. And it kind of just debunks as much stuff as it can. And it's got a whole section on it now. So it used to just be latest economy, Europe and politics or whatever, I think, as its section. It's now got a full section on coronavirus. And it's got the pithiest kind of stuff. You can almost just feel the annoyance coming through where on the coronavirus, updated coronavirus page, it says, claim, 5G Wi-Fi networks could be responsible for the rapid spread of the new coronavirus. Conclusion, this is not true. There is no evidence that 5G Wi-Fi networks are linked to a coronavirus. Like, that's as much as you need to know kind of thing.
Yeah, right, yeah.
People are properly getting the tinfoil hat on about it. And I understand, on one level, I do understand why people want to do that kind of thing. I have a bit of sympathy for the idea that some people are scared. They feel they don't have any control over a situation. In some cases, they sadly would have seen their family members ill or even worse, dying from this. And they need to have some kind of rationale, someone to blame, something to grab hold of. I get that. But the unfortunate thing is, I see it happen in a very, very benign way on the sports radio show I do. Now, it's just sport radio, right? That's all it is. It's not the end of the world if mistakes get made and things go wrong. But there are people who work on shows there at that station, and probably at stations all over the country and all over the world, where it is now a very time-consuming exercise to work out simply what is true and what isn't. And it's really, really difficult. And if it's something to do with sport, it's not the end of the world because people don't generally make up hugely numerous stories that are important. But if you're doing that in mainstream news, my goodness me, very, very difficult. Yeah. And you see very experienced, very talented journalists called out on it when they make mistakes over and over again. But it's a difficult place to work in these days because, as you've said, places like Facebook, which is, you know, if not the biggest media company in the world, certainly one of them, just chucking out unregulated, unprovable, just complete nonsense. It's very, very difficult. And when people are dying and people are scared, it just makes it even worse.
Mm. But then you're in a situation where those same people who ardently believe the conspiracy theories won't believe a story about, I don't know, the Conservative Party being nefarious in any way. You know, it's like, it's just...
Well, people pick and choose what they like.
Mad. They pick and choose what they want to believe. And the sexier thing is always the conspiracy theory. It's always the most interesting aspect of it. But it just gets really dangerous after a point, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it's luckily we're a bastion of truth, aren't we? We're a lifebuoy of truth in this stormy sea of chaos.
Yeah. Well, Speaking of which... You know, clap for the NHS. Maybe you should vote for the NHS. Yeah? Yeah. Keep it real, kids. High fives.
Can we do a high five? I'll clap at the same time as you. You ready? 1, 2, 3. You're way too late.
Oh, no, what? No. Same time, but obviously the latency has...
Oh, okay.
I think we should have the same latency. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, before we go to a break, I want to do some... I want to do a couple of tweets. And then after we've done the tweets, we'll go for a break and then we'll have some emails. There's some interesting stuff being sent to us on at Luke and Pete Show, which is our Twitter. Crisp Andy's been in touch saying he still hasn't had a crisp.
Not even in lockdown.
He's still not had a crisp.
Wow, lovely old job.
It's good to know. Another Andy here, Andy Saunders, Luke v. Pete episode. Who has travelled to the most countries? He's listed a load of questions, ready? And we'll answer them between us. Who has travelled to the most countries?
Out of us two?
Yeah.
I'd probably say me. Is that fair?
I think it might be you. The only thing that gives me a little bit of doubt is that you go to the same places quite a lot.
Yeah.
And what about who has been to the most US states?
I would chance my arm on that one.
So I've been to Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Vermont, California.
Well, you clearly had these written down.
No, I'm going through them. I've done 10. I think I've done 10 or 11.
All right. Okay. I'm looking at this.
Did I say Massachusetts? I've done Massachusetts as well.
All right, I've done Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, Philadelphia. Would have done Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Philadelphia's not a state, mate.
Sorry. So Philadelphia. So yeah, well, it's kind of hard because it's hard to see on the map. Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama. I ticked off a load on two road trips. That's the thing. We went
down Texas north as well. South.
Then Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Kansas, because then there was another road trip that ended up in Texas.
You win this hands down, mate.
Yeah, it's because I did two road trips and then the San Fran to Las Vegas trip through Nevada.
All right, you win that one. Next up, who would win in a fight?
Luke would win in a fight. It's just bigger than he's just going to win.
I'd use my weight. Who would be better at Army boot camp?
Again, Luke's anaerobic respiration is way better than
I think
than
you
mine.
Mean cardiovascular. I think you mean.
What's anaerobic then?
I think anaerobic means without oxygen, so that's kind of it's probably fairly bad taste at this point in time. who got better grades at school?
I don't know. How many A levels did you get?
Did you tank
in your A levels?
Yeah, I did. I've got
you're a naughty boy.
I think I've got 9 GCSEs and 2 A levels and an HND.
HND, baby. What did that stand for?
Higher National Hello. Diploma. Hello.
Hello, nude development.
Hello, negligible development in your life.
Yeah. This is all very tedious, but I got 4 A levels and I think 10 GCSEs, 11 maybe.
All right. Who could put up a shed the quickest? I think it's probably you, actually. You're much more technically minded than me.
I'm quite handy, I think, yeah.
And then Martin's tweeted us saying, do you guys think you could knock a house down with just a claw hammer? So if that's a, so if that's a claw hammer each, I think the answer is still no.
No, yeah, exactly. And I think I would be more... you'd probably start on the non-supporting walls and then figure out how it's all... kind of put together, but I just start pawing away at the supporting walls to try and get it down quicker.
Kill me,
and the
probably
wall would follow me and kill. Well, it would kill me first, I think. Yeah. So,
I think if you gave us both a sledgehammer, I reckon we could do it. A claw hammer, you ain't taking down any kind of wall anyway. You're gonna break your wrist before you do that.
I think the way most modern tools are made, and I'm very much speaking about the plane I bought in a local shop for like 35, 40 quid recently, they're not made to last. So yeah, it probably would fall off and smash me in the face.
That's a no as well then. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll do some of your emails. And I promise you, they're more interesting than those bloody tweets.
Sounds like I'm a winner though.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we are back for the Luca Pete Show, Thursday edition. I do hope you're keeping well on this Thursday, whatever you might be doing, whether you are underwater in the bath right now, having a listen, and all you can hear is this, or you're in your loft and you're doing a bit
that
of work
like Brian
with the
Blessed.
Insulation. You do a bit of work with the insulation and you have a listen, so we probably sound quite echoey. But there's a beautiful, cool breeze coming from in between the slate on your roof, and you're feeling alive a little bit. It's nice to be in a loft. I like lofts.
Be careful.
Or maybe you're just going for a jog and you're listening to our voices. Watch out for the dog shit.
Yeah, and if you are doing that, make sure you're not flouting some sort of government directive that's come out between recording and release.
yeah, definitely.
On Monday, I threw out an email, hello@lukeandpeteshow.com, and it's from Austin in Seattle. And I don't know. It's one of those rarest of beasts. I don't know if we've done it before. If we have done this before, it's about a kid almost dying from a ruptured spleen. If we have done this before, apologies. Just, you know, hit your fast forward button. We don't need to hear about it. But for those who haven't heard it, here it is. Hi, guys. Long time listener, first time emailer. I thought I was going to die once on a family vacation in Idaho when I was 10 years old. It was our last day in Sun Valley, so my dad and I decided to take a leisurely bike ride before our flight. The ride became the opposite of leisurely, though, when my foot slipped off the pedal and caused me to crash my bike on the sidewalk. The crash caused me to vomit as well and left me with some stomach pain. My mum picked us up and had me lay on the couch while my dad packed our bags. My stomach ache wasn't terrible, but my mother became worried that it might have been worse than it seemed. Our neighbours, a family who we did not know very well, were also packing up to leave. As they began to drive away, my mother, quick on her feet, sprinted after them, getting them to stop the car to ask if either of the parents happened to be doctors. By some dumb luck or divine intervention, the father of the family happened to be an emergency room doctor. He assessed my stomach pain and knew it was worth checking it out and missing our flight. My parents then rushed me to the hospital, where the doctors have found, get this, my spleen had ruptured.
Boom.
The doctors said that if I had ignored the pain and gotten on the flight, the pressure could have burst my spleen even further, potentially killing me before the flight even landed. Gotta love your mum's intuition. Love the show. Austin from Seattle.
Wow. Imagine that.
Dramatic.
Boom. Takes out an emergency exit. Everyone gets sucked out of the plane.
Be like when you feed bicarbonate soda to a pigeon.
It is, yeah. Or the there was, I think, Stockport Health or Police Constabulary. Somebody on Twitter this morning tweeted about, remember that early sort of internet clip of that whale exploding? There was a beach whale in some place in America, and they decided to explode it because there was no other way of getting rid of it, and they used way too much dynamite, and it went fucking everywhere. So they were basically just comparing that in a really obtuse way to going outside and spreading disease and not listening to experts. So yeah, it reminds me of that. I can imagine like the spleen just exploding like a Galaxy 7.
Yeah.
All over the gaff.
Oh, disgusting.
Disgusting.
Pete, I think I'm right in saying that in certain circumstances, certain rare circumstances, a whale can explode on its own, can it not? Because the gas is built up in the stomach.
If it's beached and the gas is in, everyone gets showered in And I run in there and grab the ambergris and go, I'm rich.
Yeah, in the only interesting thing to ever happen to the town of Leon Solent in Hampshire, where I spent a proportion of my childhood, a whale was washed up. It was hit by a ship, and it washed up on the beach. And it was amazing. Everyone flocked down there to look at it. I think it was a bow whale, I think. And right. They had to remove it with a big tow truck and JCB and all sorts because they were worried it was going to explode. It started to swell up.
Right, okay, yeah, the gases. Could they not put perforations in it, like a tea bag?
Should have done, shouldn't they?
What a job.
I don't think anyone was volunteering to do an incision.
I've seen one of those before where I think they've tried, again, the gases have sort of built up and they've made a very small incision and it just, poof, explodes, guts everywhere. Magnificent. Isn't nature fantastic?
It is. Have you got another email there? Because I've got a very funny one here.
All right, then. Well, give us the funny one then. I mean, you've given us some rather dull Twitter content by your own admission.
Thank you. This is from Liam, who says, and this is again alongside the I nearly died when theme. He says, long time listener, guys, I imagine my emails in the past have just been too shit to read out. That's probably true. However, with the ongoing thread of I nearly died when moments, I thought I could send in a slight twist on this that might prompt a few more stories. At the age of about 14, I woke up around 7 for school, as I did every day. But little did I know I was about to have a moment of self-doubt after a sequence of coincidences. And he's now included like a timeline, so I'm going to read it to you as it's written. 7 a.m., wake up. My dad was usually the one to wake me up, but was nowhere to be seen. 7:02, ooh, went downstairs to turn the TV on. The TV did not work. 7:04. Shouted mum and dad to see what was going on. They were not home, but the car was. 7:06, shouted at my brother. Also not home, despite everybody always usually being there in the morning. 7:08, breakfast. Try to microwave some cereal. The microwave does not work.
Is this Home Alone?
7:10, my mind jumps to thinking I'm dead. And I can't see people and have no effect on the electronics. 7:12, look outside to see if I can see anybody. No people. 7:14, call neighbour to check if I'm alive to see if he's walking to school. No answer. 7:16, shower. Shower does not work. 7:18, get ready for school and leave. Still unsure. I love that. Still goes to school. 7:22, I finally see another person and the doubt releases. I didn't actually find out what was going on until I got home from school later that day. It turns out the water and the power went off and my parents and brother had gone to speak to the neighbours and got trapped chatting. And my usual walk to school buddy, coincidentally, was ill that day. But it was enough to give me a moment of self-doubt that I can still vividly remember. I wonder if any other listeners have stories of that kind. I know my wife once thought that she died when she plunged into the big bowl at Splashdown in Poole, but that's another story. I've been to that big bowl at Splashdown in Poole. It's bloody enjoyable.
Is that the one that, like, you go round, 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 and then you fall through the middle?
Yeah, it's like a water slide with a sink at the bottom. It's brilliant.
Yeah, love it. A lot of time for one of those. That's really interesting. I mean, I imagine people are experiencing some level of that delusion. It's certainly I am in the middle of Soho where nobody is. But the first few days of lockdown, it was like, what am I? I felt like that TV show Last Man on Earth.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to break into all the shops and eat all the food.
How's your internet holding up?
Surprisingly, really well. I'm having no problems. My upload speed's the same as my download speed, really slow for £300 a month. yeah. I mean, I bring on the 5G network. That's all I'm saying. Plonk a big antenna outside my house. I don't care.
How's 5G going to work, Pete?
It seems to be very line of sight. It'll make it incredibly fast. But as with anything, I guess the faster the thing gets, the more line of sight and the more antennas you have to put up because it's so quick and buildings do block it quite easily. So I'm not thinking there's going to be much improvement for a very, very long time because it's just, from what I've seen from towns in America, Baltimore, I think Baltimore did it quite early on, or maybe it was Boston. Either way, the neighborhoods that had it, it was quite limited. You had to be quite near the transmitter to get any particular speed, but the speeds are stratospheric.
Wow. So, I mean, because my theory is that 4G, all they did is they just made 3G slower. 3G is rubbish now.
Yeah, well, I got advised after a WrestleMania live show that if you're ever having trouble in somewhere busy, knock your phone down to 3G because everyone's on the 4G band. That's why the obviously capacity is strained and you're all fighting to get on the same signal. Knock yourself down to 3G. Give yourself a bit of bandwidth, mate.
Lovely tip. Lovely tip.
Lovely tip. 3G is more than fast enough for most applications.
Yeah, I agree. But the thing is it though? I agree that that tip works because you've told me that before and I've utilised it to my to my advantage, but I'm still pretty disappointed with the fact that for some reason, a lot of the time in 3G, you don't even seem to be able to download a proper web page or anything. It's terrible.
Mm.
You can't watch a video on Instagram on 3G, can you?
Yeah, of course you can. Of course you can. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
Mm. All right.
But
listen,
I'm just hoping, but Stick a bit, look, if anyone's listening, stick a big transmitter in my house. I don't care. As long as it gives me 5G speeds in faster than 15 megabits per second for 300 fucking quid a month.
Could we record this show remotely on 5G?
We could record this show remotely on 3G the way that we record it, yeah.
Oh, big shout by you there.
Oh, big shout. Let's do it. Let's do it next week.
Stop.
If there's no non-compete show, that's why.
Do you know what I think happens? Because you know I'm so technologically poor, you go over the top with your claims to try and impress me.
Well, the way that our... Well, I mean, technically, it would work on 2G or whatever the slowest data speed is, because the way that the system works is we record each side of our conversation, and then at the end, the system that we're using uploads both files to the internet and can be shared on the cloud or post-processed automatically by some Google server.
On that note...
It would just take a little bit more time than usual.
On that bombshell, speaking of things that take a little bit more time than usual, I'm off to make some scrambled eggs.
Toss salad?
And scrambled eggs. All right, let's get out of here. hello@lukeandpeteshow.com to give us your stories of lockdown or any particular subject you'd like us to talk about. We'd be happy to indulge you and ourselves. We'll be back on Monday, as ever, with another episode of this foul jamboree. Thank you very much for listening. Do spread the good word. Leave us a kind review. It means a lot to us. And all that's left for me to say is goodbye, Pete Donaldson.
Goodbye, Luke Moore.
See you next time.
Was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.